You're listening to DraftKings Network.
This Friday, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vanderkoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. In theaters Friday. Rated R.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Big Suey, presented by DraftKings. Why are you listening to this show?
The podcast that seems very similar to the other Dan Le Batard podcast.
I'm sorry, I'm not going to apologize for that.
In fact, the only difference seems to be this imaging.
I have been tempted in restaurants just walking past tables to grab somebody's fries that if they're just there. That hasn't happened to you guys?
I've done it.
And now, here's the marching man to nowhere, Fat Face, and the habitual liar.
I think people are turning on Aaron Judge the longer he drags this out.
I'm with Smitty.
I am totally with you now.
Yeah, people hate him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw that Scott Hansen on the Red Zone channel was like, well, let's bring in our first double box of the day, and you'll notice that it doesn't have Aaron Judge in it.
Oh.
And Sean McDonough as well on television.
Sean McDonough hates the toss to Aaron Judge.
Hates it.
I told you guys last week.
Wait, enough of McDonough.
McDonough was getting pissed during the Wake Forest Clemson game.
Jessica, I believe you were a thought national and international leader on this. You dared to blaspheme against the cut-in. And Sean McDonough, that demo, the Sean McDonough demo likes a cut-in. Sean McDonough being publicly controversial.
He's showing Red Sox bias, though. Like, he's a Red Sox broadcaster.
In his defense, what are we cutting in for? I have no idea if he's breaking a record, what record he's breaking, if he's clean. I have no idea.
There's a tight game in Oxford, Mississippi. This is not a shared audience. And they take the audio from Aaron Judge. And I think what hurts the whole thing is that Aaron Judge has been terrible during these cut-ins. Yeah. He's been god-awful during these cut-ins.
He's gotten walked a lot, too.
I haven't seen a single home run during one of these cut-ins.
Hit a dinger.
There's genuine fury at a watch party I was at. Fury directed towards Aaron Judge.
Fake.
No, real.
No, that was a tight game between Kentucky and Mississippi. I wanted to see
What you're watching that's funny to me is
More importantly, I wanted to hear it. Like,
yes!
if Aaron Judge is on the screen, I don't need to hear the play-by-play on that. I came to this ESPN game for Sean McDonough calling Will Levis versus Jackson Dart.
Where was this watch party?
Good game.
Cowboy Carl's.
At his house?
You know what was amazing about it, though, Mike? I was watching that game, too. It was a good game. Close game. Mississippi and Kentucky. The game that I said they better not cut into. And they did. I'm watching the game. It was really exciting. Like, great game. And then they put Aaron Judge on. And all of a sudden, I'm waking up 10 minutes later. Shit put me to sleep, Dan. You put that baseball sound on? Yeah. On a Saturday afternoon at snap time.
Well,
totally took me out of the game.
The thing that Jessica is saying that I don't know that I can be stunned by, right? As we talk about the dangers of football and football getting bigger and to his head, he's playing 3 days later. This is college football. It just like football is going to take Christmas from basketball. College football is like, get out of the way. You're not baseball. You're not bigger than us. Not your phony records, your giant star, your statuesque pinstripes. You're not bigger than us anymore. Like, you're not in today's climate. People want the noise. They want their Saturdays, and we don't care about your fraud record.
If you look at the numbers, if you look at the interest, if you look at the revenue that it generates for the networks, it makes more sense to have an Aaron Judge at bat interrupted by an Iowa State field goal attempt than it does the other way around.
This is people with the sensibilities of thinking that Aaron Judge and baseball matters. It's kind of astounding that they're sort of this, like, I don't know, maybe I live in a bubble that doesn't care about baseball, and therefore I'm wrong here.
Just, isn't it also just your television partnership? I assume that what was happening here, and I'm not even indicting the president of ESPN, who is a giant Yankee fan. I simply assumed that baseball would make the request of, hey, would you do us the courtesy as a partner of interrupting your intercollegiate minor league football games to celebrate our record because you're a partner with us.
But what even is the record?
What is the record?
The record,
right,
is American League home runs in a season and Yankees home runs in a season.
And also
it's like, it's an attempt to whitewash Barry Bonds' home run because Roger Maris has the actual record. And so Aaron Judge is going to break that. So that's going to be the actual record, not Barry Bonds' 73. It's an attempt to rewrite history.
If Aaron Judge plays for the Royals, are we cutting in? It's the Yankees. I think it has everything to do with the Yankees, yes, right?
For me, the part that doesn't make sense is what he just said. This is for seventh place. They're whitewashing Sammy Sosa. He does that on his own.
Just hit a dinger already and be done with it, Judge.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, what's taking so long? He's such a great home run hitter. Hit a home run. What are we watching?
Billy, do you not like the overtness now, though, of going in and listen? This is the record that we're celebrating, and I think we can all get behind this in baseball. It's something we feel in our heart. Let's tear Barry Bonds down again. Let's take it from him. Let's take more. Do you not think that's what's happening here? They're like, let's celebrate a guy who's easier to celebrate than the guy we know did more of this, so that we could just sort of slink away from the steroid stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I saw Barry Bonds on the K-Rod cast 2 weeks ago. I liked him. I thought he was really good. And also, Roger Maris' son, like, what's his vacation package? Like, what does he do? Does he sell insurance? Like, honestly, what's his job that he just took off, like, 2 weeks to, like, follow this guy around the world? Because it's not even the country. He was crossing international borders. Like,
do you think there's money in that? Do you think that he's
what?
The Maris name, traveling is the Maris name? Do you think that someone's bankrolling that? That's costing him money, or
no,
he's making money doing it?
The Yankees obviously were paying for him to do that. Right. But
they better be.
Presumably he has a life outside of just being the son of Roger Maris that he needs to get back to at some point,
What I'm asking you, as I saw, I don't know if you guys saw the list of salaries for mascots that was floating around the internet this weekend, but I think Benny the Bull makes $400,000, and I'd have to look at the list, but one of the mascots makes $625,000.
The Nuggets mascot, apparently. Yeah. Rocky. $625,000.
And I didn't know whether trotting Roger Maris around as a baseball mascot, as the son of Roger Maris, to be like, let's celebrate our clean record in a broken, weird fashion by flying the Maris name all over the place.
We've done this show before, but steroids were amazing. I totally forgot Luis Gonzalez had 57 home runs in a season.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's talking about Yordan Alvarez and how he might deserve the AL MVP if it's not Ohtani and Aaron Judge. And he has the same amount of home runs right now as Rich Aurelia did in 2001.
It was an amazing time.
It really was.
And they want to whitewash it, and I want to bring it back. They have brought it back legally, and it's not as fun.
Sammy Sosa is in the top seven three times.
He hit 66 one time. That's right. He hit 66 one time. Didn't he finish? I think there was somebody. Go look at somebody who finished ninth in the MVP voting with like 60 home runs.
I think it was Sosa, actually.
Greg Vaughn had 50 home runs one season. I bet you he finished.
Oh, my God. It was
like
so much fun.
In the NL.
So much better. It was what they want this to be then. It was so much more fun.
Luis Gonzalez never had a season in which he hit more than 31, but he had that one year with 57.
I'm telling you, someone should look into that. That one just does not make sense to me.
There's five other Maris offspring. Like, do you think that it's only because his name's Roger that he's the one following? Like,
yes.
What about Randy Maris? Like, why is Randy
cares,
Maris,
right?
Or Sandra or Susan Maris, Kevin Maris, Richard Maris? Like, why aren't we paying attention to them?
Put it on the poll at Lebatard Show. Are Sandy and Susan and all of the other Marises furious?
It's Randy, that's a fine name.
That Roger Maris Jr. is getting all of the Yankee mascot money.
So it's over, right? That was the last hurrah this weekend.
It's over.
Well, no, he has to hit it still. Well, no, I guess because the season ends on Wednesday.
The season's over.
I hope he doesn't get it.
I mean, I found myself in the position of I didn't know if I should root for him to get it over with, root against him just to spite all the Yankees fans who were telling me like, oh, stop complaining. This is history. But like, my friend was at my house all weekend. She's like, every time he came on the screen, I would make like a guttural noise like
now
an
you're
orc.
Active. Okay, so you're now actively being you're repulsed by
this
what
isn't
it is.
A bit, Dan. This is my life. Every time he came on the screen, I would be like, "Oh my god!" And she was just like, "What's wrong with you? Yeah, this is cool. Like, you don't like baseball. This is blah blah blah." She's a Cardinals fan, by the way. So
you would stomp away. But it's you're not interested. You just gave up on baseball for putting runners on second base in extra innings. You've told us they're moving down here. Your Cubs allegiance is withered away because you're not going to get the baseball package. They're losing you as a baseball fan, and now they're actively bothering your parties and college football days because you don't want baseball interfering with your life. You're actively playing defense against baseball.
Is this strike three?
Yeah.
Baseball may be out.
You're out.
But did you see that Cubs video with the drone? Because that
amazing.
Was dope as hell.
And maybe, you know, if the Cubs want to, I know there's a new DraftKings sportsbook opening at Wrigley. Wow. I know the Cubs have people sing the seventh inning stretch sometimes. Maybe if the Cubs want to bring
it
back. Oh,
wow. You want to sing? You are lobbying. You are advocating to sing the seventh inning stretch. Well, let's see if
very
we can.
Very nice of you.
We should try to make that happen. Do we have the clout, too? I mean, Bookshambi can make that happen, couldn't he?
Well, I think DraftKings could probably make that happen.
I hope he doesn't. Yeah. Just of how,
how
shameless that was.
I learned from the best. I'm sorry, but I'm not going to apologize.
Are you a good singer? Like, would you?
Well, she likes to sing, and we've already established with the musical and elsewhere, have we not, that she's good at singing? No?
Smitty, you have practiced the anthem, right? You or take me out to the ball game, whatever it is.
Every day of my life.
How do we make that happen for her?
The anthem is take me out to the ball game if you're a Cubs fan.
Sorry.
But we can, as you're actively being against baseball, though, I don't think that's the best timing. I don't think as you're actively three strikes, you're out. Hey, let me sing a song at your ballpark. That's probably not the way to do that.
Let's say Aaron Rudge was a foul tip. I got one more at bat.
Okay.
Did I use my terminology right? Sure. I don't know. I haven't watched a game in like 2 years.
She's out.
Unless you're forced.
Right. It'd be great if he doesn't get it, though, right? Like, if we're like, and he gets walked a bunch of times the next 4 days.
Well,
like,
they'll break in tonight, right? Because it's Monday Night Football.
No,
he's at the Rangers.
They don't
Stugatz,
do it to
they
football.
They didn't do it
really?
Last Monday night.
No,
and it was a Giants game.
No, they know better. No, they know better.
That's where they draw the
line. No. They're not doing it to the NFL. Get the hell out of here. Baseball can say, hey, the kids, the 18 years olds, can we bump them? Okay, we'll give you the Kentucky game. Leave us alone.
But it would actually make sense to cut into an NFL game because there's probably more of a MLB, NFL, pro sports crossover interest thing.
If he does it, they'll show the replay during the NFL game. Like, you don't think they'll do that?
Maybe at halftime?
Who's playing tonight?
Rams 49.
It has to be to drive audience because if you're watching ACC Network, you really love college football. Yep. You have no interest in this. If you went to ACC Network to watch this game, if you're a Hokie, you don't give a crap. But I guess they're just trying to get you in the tent and maybe make you tune in for the big playoff game that they have the rights to.
Jackson Dart is really starting to figure things out, huh?
Honestly, a little disappointed with him.
Really?
I thought he'd be better. He looks apart, though.
It's a
still
solid game, Mike. They're 5-0.
No. There were like 17 scouts from the NFL there. See, look what I could learn by just listening to Sean McDonough instead of Aaron Judge. 17 different scouts there because it was a good quarterback matchup. Will Levis is probably going to be a top 10 pick, and very disappointing. Lane Kiffin.
You think?
Yeah, well, he's got the measurables.
He does, yeah.
Mike Ryan has bolted on baseball and now is all in on college football because...
Well, I'm gambling again. I'll be rooting on my futures. I'm a little bummed, though, because a couple months ago, I put a future on the Blue Jays to win the AL pennant and the Mariners to win the AL pennant, and they're going to be playing each other, it appears, in that first round, and that's a bummer.
That was such a cool story for Seattle. They have 116 victory team many years ago. I don't think it was Randy Johnson, Ken Griffey, and A-Rod together. It was right after them with Ichiro, right?
It was how they got Mike Cameron and Brett Boone in that Ken Griffey Jr.
Oh, go
deal.
Look at Brett Boone. You want to talk about steroids.
The 45-homer year?
No, the 145. Go look at Brett Boone. He had canned hams for biceps and came in, and he, as a second baseman, go look at his numbers. And yes, they won 116 games in a season, and then never returned again.
His slugging percentage went up 160 points year over year.
Baseball was so much better than
2001.
What are the home run numbers? Go ahead and go through them season by season. Second baseman, Brett Boone.
Home run numbers: 4, 12, 12, 15, 12, 7, 24, 20, 19, 37, 24, 35, 24, 7, 7.
The RBIs are better. He had 141 the year he had 37 homers.
I don't think we'll ever get to parity in college football, but if you're watching this year, there are signs that there's more of a leveling of the playing field and some of the talent's trying to even out. It's not as predictable as it once was with the portal. There's a lot of teams that are hanging with
Kansas State got good because they got Martinez. They got Nebraska's quarterback. Georgia, Kansas is good.
That Georgia-Mizzou game. Mizzou was up 16-3. And that game felt like it lasted 10 hours.
Yeah.
Because when you're leading Georgia, they had a first and goal from the 1 yard line, immediately took a false start, kicked a field goal, and that felt like the end of the game. Because if they had gone up three scores, that was the end of the game. Because if they got up three scores, they have a chance. But you're trying to hang on to a lead against Georgia for 25 football minutes, and it felt like it lasted for 5 hours.
This is a big, actually, everyone's bad year in college football. They happen every few years where it's like, ooh. Are there really any good teams? Because it seems like there's a few teams at the top of the pack that are beatable. Alabama struggled this weekend against Arkansas.
Alabama on the road, right? Alabama
Bryce
on the
Young
road.
Got hurt, but he was probably coming back.
Well, but Georgia struggled, but Bryce Young gets hurt, and then the next guy they put at quarterback is going running 75 yards.
He looks great.
Big and fast.
He was so big and fast, but if like Arkansas got right back into that game, he's certainly not Bryce Young.
And they struggled against Texas. It wasn't just this weekend, but the top teams have all struggled at points this season. And then everything behind the top five teams.
Yeah, anybody can beat anybody. Anybody can beat anybody.
Well, yeah,
but when you guys say
Alabama's going to get caught on the road, it feels like the last 2 years, they're not that amazing on the road.
Mike, they won 49-26 with a backup quarterback against Arkansas.
It was a 5-point game after three quarters.
I know.
Right? By the way, I think the game to identify for that at Tennessee in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
That's going to be a great game.
Just for a second,
at
though, okay? Because
too.
Alabama went up very fast in that game and Arkansas was looking scared. And then Arkansas rallied, and then with their backup quarterback, Alabama ends up swamping Arkansas. When you say it's a year, Jessica, for everyone being bad, tell me, because I did not see. I just saw that Missouri was kicking a lot of field goals, and I did not see all the play that Whittingham is saying is 25 minutes long. But what I assume there is that the Georgia defensive line was being sort of this ravenous thing that is desperation at the height that kept Missouri from being able to score. But that's what's left of the Georgia empire is whatever desperation they could summon along the defensive line.
I was just stunned by what was happening because Mizzou sucks. Mizzou's not good. And they almost beat what was the one thing that we thought we could count on. The reigning champ, considering how they took care of Oregon. But then they struggled against Kent State, and you're like, maybe they took that one lazily, a bad approach to it. They had to escape against Mizzou. Which,
they lost
again,
to Auburn, Mike.
Mizzou sucks.
Right.
Yeah. Mizzou's not good.
They beat Samford by 33, right? They haven't been what they were last year.
I can't do transitive property anymore in college football, and it's bothering the shit out of me. I have no idea.
Too many changes.
A team can lose to Appalachian State. A team can get boat raced by James Madison, and they can be within a score of Georgia. It's weird in college football. I love watching it. More so now when it's not being interrupted by Aaron Judge is what I'm saying. These games are huge.
We know Michigan's good, right?
We think.
I think, but I can't take any
They
results.
Could be 11-0 going into the Ohio State game and still have not really played a very difficult Power 5 opponent. They've had a very, very easy beginning of their schedule.
Big Ten always kind of confuses me, and I never really want to watch it.
But I always want
to avoid Big Ten.
It's all relative, though. Like they are good in that they're one of the better teams in the country, but they're not. I don't think
it's a two-game season for them. It's Penn State and Ohio State.
But Jessica,
his defense looks good.
If you're going to make everyone bad, though, if Jessica is now proclaiming that this might be a year for everyone being bad because you don't trust Clemson or Georgia, you don't believe that anyone, that it's going to be what the last 10 years have been, which is it's Alabama or Georgia, and that's it. Maybe Clemson
or
sneaks
Clemson,
in from
Clemson's
the side.
Clemson's one, too,
and Ohio
only
State
one,
will be one of the
games.
They'll be in the top four, and a Notre Dame will sneak in, but it'll be the same seven teams over 10 years.
Man, it just feels like the Big Ten is just pulling everybody back to their pack because the two top dogs in the SEC aren't as overwhelming. So you're going to have a situation where Penn State, Ohio State, and Michigan might all be in that playoff chase come the final couple of weeks.
That's always kind of the case at this point in the year, though. Like that's nothing new. And then usually those teams all cannibalize each other. And then there's the Big Ten West, which is like probably one of the worst conference divisions.
I'm surprised
football.
You guys are so down on Georgia. And
I'm not down on Georgia.
Hold on.
I am not down on Georgia.
No, I know. But Mike, they beat Oregon like 49-3.
Yeah, but I don't know what to do with that.
Georgia still has a very good defense. They have the best tight end in the country. They could not score against Missouri, but I'm not like, it's not a five-alarm fire.
Jess, that tight end you're talking about is Buxton?
Brock Bowers.
Bowers, sorry.
That's a good name.
Who is
of the Formula One reporter.
Yeah. Who is that Georgia tight end, number zero? Have you seen this? That is that can't be a tight end. It simply cannot be. That is pass rushing defensive end. He's number zero. He's 6'7", 270 pounds. And he's a tight end. Like he's running through this. That's not even Brock Bowers.
Like
this is somebody else.
I think
Brock
it's Darnell.
This guy is a mammoth of a man. I'm watching him bowl over Missouri linebackers like they're running backs. It's like, who the hell is that? How could anyone stop that?
It's Darnell Washington.
Billy, what are you trying to
do? I want to get Brock Bowers the TV DNIL money.
Yeah.
Jeez. What a name, Brock Bowers.
Too soon?
You have him doing where do you have him playing? What position does he play?
Well, he's a tight end. Based on Georgia Bulldogs. Everybody knows Brock Bowers. 6'4".
But if I called you Rogue Scout and said, hey, I have a player named Brock Bowers, you would imagine he plays what?
I put him at quarterback.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah, just
on
name
alone.
I'd put him at quarterback.
I got a quarterback 100%. Named Brock Bowers.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Starting is everything when it comes to fitness. Peloton helps you start no matter what level you're at. Wherever you're starting, there's thousands of classes to get you moving. Whether that's beginners or advanced rides, feel-good live DJ rides, or artist-themed rides, they've got something for you. Peloton bike instructors keep you motivated from day one. They'll show you the basics, help take the guesswork out of your workout, and encourage you to build from there. And now with Peloton Entertainment, you can keep moving and watch your favorite TV shows and live sports as you ride. Perfect for those days when you don't want to miss a thing. And if you don't have a bike, take a dance class, take a core class, take Pilates, take a stretching class, start a program with Andy, do a core program with Emma. You can do it all at Peloton. You can get a Peloton row, and you're not even going to get wet because it's inside your own house without water. How'd they do it? I don't know. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or bike plus rental at onepeloton.com/bike rentals. Terms apply.
Don Libertard.
If all the rain drops were lemon drops and gun drops, oh, what a rain that would be.
Stugatz.
Standing outside with my mouth open wide. If all the rain drops were lemon drops and gum drops, oh, what a rain that would be.
This is the Don Libertard Show with the Stugatz.
We're presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code Dan for a special offer when you sign up. That's code Dan, only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
Did any of you feel yesterday, put this on the poll, please, at Lebitard Show, Guillermo, did you forget in the morning about the London game at Lebitard Show?
There was a London game?
Yeah.
At 9:30 in the morning,
Singapore Grand Prix, Dano.
A little double doink action.
Yeah. Well, yes, spoiler alert. An amazing double
little Vikings minus doink. 2.5 action.
You got a good line. That is not
took it early, people, my friend.
Andy Dalton,
Red Rifle,
was out there, and that game went perfectly. Football. You guys are so right that Kirk Cousins dangerous in a window. It's not a primetime window.
Hold on, Dan.
That was kind of a primetime game.
You guys.
I mean,
what do you mean you guys are right? Dan, can you direct the praise at me, please? Thank you.
It's very aggressive. Tony wants to be saluted.
He wants to be the Kirk Cousins.
What praise
guy.
Do you
he
want?
Wants to, he wants like, to be. He's been talking about been. Kirk Cousins as an MVP.
Well, that was last year. He actually had a good year last year too.
Tony, what? Okay, so you want?
No, but Dan, you directed at you guys. Like, if I'm tired of people getting praise for my takes, it's crazy.
You could take all the Kirk Cousins.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's your domain.
Thank you.
It's all your domain.
What exactly is Kirk Cousins?
When's his next primetime game?
Let's establish.
Don't worry about that. Let's establish the take now, so everyone knows it's yours.
Let me explain to the audience what just happened there. Okay, and I don't blame Tony at all. Everybody's got a lot of opinions on a football Monday. We've got a lot of things to say, and. That's where Tony had enough, okay? He has gotten no credit for his Jags are good take, which he feels like he
That's
put
not
out there.
Him. A lot of people
Billy,
said that was going to happen.
Billy,
a lot
Billy,
of people
please
said that.
Stop undercutting Tony. Please just let me get through this so that I can explain to people that
Tony. Tell us the Chiefs are good next. Like, right. Captain Obvious over here. Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
Tony takes great pride in being someone who knew beforehand that the Jags were good, and now you are stealing. He's accusing the room. He's accused the entire room of stealing his good football takes, and now he just barged in and said, that's mine. I'm going to derail the entire show. I insist on being saluted for Kirk Cousins is good in a certain window.
Yeah, exactly. I don't understand where the question is here. Like, Kirk Cousins is great. With 2 minutes left, there is nobody who I'd rather have other than Kirk Cousins.
Okay, right.
Kirk
That's
Cousins will get
strong.
You a touchdown or a field goal
That's
if you need
strong.
It.
But only on a 1 o'clock start or a 9:30 start in England.
Right.
Yes,
problem with Kirk Cousins is you need
2:30 London time.
The problem with Kirk Cousins is you need the 2 minute drive against Andy Dalton.
Tony, what you're saying though is patently ridiculous. You sound like the doctor. You sound like a quack.
Sound like a hack?
You sound like a quack when you say, I don't want anyone more than Kirk Cousins with 2 minutes left in a game when Tom Brady's still playing.
Hey, did you see him yesterday? I mean, come on, give me a break.
Should he still be playing?
He looked good yesterday.
He played fine.
Mike went to the game, and I want to talk some football because Mike, Mina Kimes is reporting, Stugatz, that Mike Ryan is leaning Tampa Bay. This is Mina Kimes' report. I don't know. We'll get comment from Mike Ryan here.
Ask Tony what he reports first so that we can get on record with that.
Yep. I'm still looking.
That there is a fit with Mike Ryan as a Tampa Bay fan.
I was so offended by that text. Mina texted that me being a Bucs fan feels right. Do I have flames on my pickup truck? Dude.
You're wearing a camel hat.
You did tweet about
I'm wearing an NFL hat. And thank you to the troops out there that defend our country so bravely.
Mm-hmm. You tweeted about bad calf tats, but don't you have a shin tat?
It's a totally different thing.
Oh, okay.
And it's a good shin tat, not a bad calf tat. Totally different thing.
What's wrong with being a Bucs fan, though?
I mean, does Tampa?
A few inches away from being a calf tat, though.
What's just wrong, the whole city? What's wrong with Tampa? Yeah.
Everything's wrong
good
with
people.
Tampa.
Yeah, I like Tampa. Yeah, Busch Gardens.
Even Tom Brady didn't want to stay in Tampa.
I am not a Tampa fan. I am very clearly an NFL fan, and I am reveling in it. And you know what? It's actually a hit at parties and at games. Everyone loves that I'm just standing up and saying both teams have fun. They like it.
And Mike, I think, honestly, so far this season, I do feel like you're winning in just being a free agent. And I'll tell you why. Because so I forget about the London game for a moment, and then I wander over, and I'm like, huh, Latavius Murray, a Saint? Okay. Okay. And then I'm like, this isn't good football, right? The Vikings are better. The Saints are on like their third quarterback, and Jameis Winston was trying to play with a broken back. We're a month in. The Saints aren't going to have much. Andy Dalton, really? We're going to go back to Andy Dalton. And then I'm like, really? This is what I'm doing with my morning? Really? I'm going to watch Lutz try 60-yard field goals? How am I going to feel about my life of here? I'm going to be 9 hours in front of the television, feel kind of gross about myself at the end of this. But it's going to begin with me watching 60-yard field goals from Lutz, and then he kicks it, and I'm like, mother, they got me again.
Yeah, it's great. Great sport.
They always win.
Nothing stops the NFL.
I was glued to that game.
Amazing.
I was listening to the call of that. I turned on the television feed, and I was driving home, and you hear silence for 15 seconds as the replay runs. And at the end of it, you just hear Mark Sanchez go, oh. Yeah. That was it. That's all I heard. That was the only description I heard of the whole thing.
What a cruel bounce. It was so cruel.
It was unbelievable.
Like three quarters of the ball was over the crossbar. It just took like a funky bounce off of it and bounced out. Can you imagine? I mean, what a great moment for Will Lutz. Taken from him, robbed.
Mike, this is what I'm telling you, okay? And I think football, great as it is, needs to change the rules. So if you're down 30 and you could do what Lutz did from 60, you win the game automatically with the incredible
31-point play.
Yes, with the incredible right. What he did was so improbable that if the ball had rotated one different iota as it hit the bottom crossbar, it would have flipped over the other way and would have been an amazing game-tying field goal.
Game of inches, Dana.
Thank you, Stugatz. But they got me again before it even started.
Next week, we run it back.
Yeah.
Giants-Packers.
That's
Tottenham
a good one.
Hotspur Stadium.
Wow. Is Saquon Barkley going to quarterback the whole game?
Danny Dimes is day-to-day. Danny day-to-day Dimes.
Yeah. That was amazing. They played basically a couple of series without a quarterback, right?
Tyrod Taylor just does not want to be a starter in this league, ever.
Also, rock bottom for Bears fans yesterday. All my Bears group chats were lighting up at the end of that game.
To be fair, the Bears play a whole game without a quarterback, so.
That's true.
The Bears are not good.
How'd they send the Packers to London? Like, how do they agree to that?
It's too good for London. Yeah.
No offense to London.
What do you mean that's too good for London?
It's too good for London.
They only sent Jacksonville.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. I was listening to the end of that game.
Andy Dalton is London.
I was listening to the end of that game.
You're right,
and that seemed like a great atmosphere. That seemed like a great, honestly, Mike, that might be a place for you because it seems like an NFL convention. If you look at the crowd, there's fans of all 32 teams in the stadium.
Yeah.
And they just get excited about anything big that happens. They're sending good games to Europe this year because I guess the international series took some time off because of the pandemic. So Tom Brady's playing in Germany this year. You got Aaron Rodgers starting your Sunday morning.
I don't think there's good NFL fans in the London games. I'm just going to say
Did you guys not see the awkward moment between the comedian Finn Taylor on Good Morning America or Good Morning Football?
That was wonderful.
Yeah, he doesn't know anything about anything. He's just like, well, this looks sporting.
Yeah.
And he also said that all of the NFL football fans in the UK are kind of lame.
Yeah.
That they're like, they're not actual sport. Yeah. Like it would be, he said it would be like if you went to the US and said, oh, hey, aren't you guys fans of county cricket?
I thought you were talking about the O.J. Simpson joke he made that all the hosts were like super uncomfortable.
Oh, no, he went there with the intent of making that show completely uncomfortable.
He made it so awkward. It was so great as television and comedy. I don't know his work, but he comfortably sat in the middle of a Good Morning Football, Stugatz, is one of the good shows. Like, it's really strong and irreverent, but they went over to London to do an outdoor show, an outdoor morning show, and a guy came in and just crapped on everything. Just they were doing, you know, on behalf of the league, we're in London, where the league is trying to expand, and he just sat in the middle of it, and I felt bad for everybody on that set. That Finn Taylor was there to make it awkward. That was common. He was doing that on purpose. And he succeeded.
This is why everyone hates comedians, by the way.
No, I know. But if you have Finn Taylor in sitting in the middle of your pregame show, you know he's going to make it awkward. That's what he's going for.
How do you know that? Comedians like to make things awkward.
That's what they do.
He's obviously lying that he knows who we're talking about. But this is why entertainment people, whenever you're making a show, they all hate comedians. Producers hate comedians.
It's a great name, though, Finn Taylor.
Guillermo, put it on the poll, please. At Lebatard Show, do you got to know that Finn Taylor is going to do that in those situations?
What Finn does.
Hey, everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Don Libertard.
The alley has a bad reputation in general, right?
It does.
Throughout American history.
Yeah. But on South Beach, someone's always just sitting somewhere smoking a cigarette. You can't go down an alley around here and not see someone sitting there smoking a cigarette.
It retains a pulsating heat from the night before.
You walk by some liquid that you're like, is that water? It didn't rain last night. That's definitely not water.
Avoid the liquid. Always avoid the liquids in an alley.
Stugatz.
I venture a guess that if you were to rake your tongue on the asphalt of an alley, you would die immediately. Wow.
I don't think it would be immediately, though. First, you'd contract very quickly, right before death, several sexual diseases, and then you would die.
This is the Don Lebatar Show with the Stugatz.
We are presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code DAN for a special offer when you sign up. That's code DAN only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
Do you think anyone in Europe like wants the NFL there, or they're just like humoring it? Like, this is something to do. Let's go to the game. Because like, I don't believe that they're actually these great fans. Like, here's an example. I went to a like Manchester United, someone else soccer game.
Man U.
Yeah, when it was here at the Hard Rock. I could not have cared less about that game, but I went because it was something to do. And right. Someone's like, you want to go? I have some tickets. I'm like, yeah, sure.
So in England, you're thinking it's just something to do on a Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, it's a something to do thing.
I think these are swapped niches. So while you did go to a Manchester United game and you weren't excited for it, there were a lot of people that were. There's like, you know, a million to like 1.3 million people that'll watch big Premier League games on NBC. And so it's by the size of, like, you compare it to the NFL, it's a very small number, but there's a group of people that, you know, the Premier League have fan fests in Philadelphia. I think there's one coming up, and they've had one here in Miami at the Clevelander. They've had a bunch of these, and a lot of people show up for them. And when those teams come over, a lot of people go to those games. But it's a sort of small interest in the grand scheme of things. I think it's very similar over there, where there are some NFL fans, but by, you know, you compare it to, you know, football, the association variety, the Premier League, and cricket and their sports, it's a niche of people, but they're very passionate NFL fans there, and they all seem to go to all the London games.
But can we agree on this? If 50,000 people went to that same soccer game that Billy went to, 5,000 maybe are just, they're fans of Man U, big time fans.
No, there's many more than that.
Everyone else, just something to do on a Sunday afternoon.
That's not true.
That's not true.
What do you mean?
There are many millions of Manchester United fans in this country. Like, there are a lot of people that will travel and show up wherever Manchester United play.
There are more Man U fans in the U.S. than Jacksonville Jaguars fans in London.
Stugatz, have you missed out at how many Americans care about this sport? Like, do you not know anybody who has... this is one of the biggest and most rabid followings that I've ever seen internationally on anything that America has celebrated. Like, it is, are you just so down on soccer that you will not see where it sticks from any angle because you're always saying, prove it to me, soccer?
Well, I'm not familiar with Man U from the standpoint of how many people are actually traveling to see them play every single game. Right? Like, I don't know.
Is it not one of the craziest, most rabid fan bases? All of those teams.
This argument is more so there's not a bunch of New Orleans Saints fans in London.
But I think there are a bunch of NFL fans, and similar to Premier League fans here, they just pick a team. And so there are probably a couple thousand fans of a bunch of NFL teams. And like, I know that the Miami Dolphins are very popular over there because there was a time in the 80s and the 90s when some people were picking teams that the Dolphins were incredibly successful. So there are actually a ton of Miami Dolphins fans in the UK. And there's like kind of a swath of a bunch of different fan bases. And like I said, there's like an NFL convention for these London games. There are all these people who like this sport. They pick their teams. They show up wearing their jersey. You see a Titans jersey in the crowd of Saints Vikings because when else am I going to wear this jersey in public?
But of course they're going to successfully grow their sport. They consistently outsource their product. It's the biggest product. Everyone in America.
But NFL Europe failed.
Okay, but...
That was a minor league product.
But, Billy, so you're saying it's not succeeding in London?
You don't think that it's not succeeding.
They're not growing the sport
fans
in London?
I'm saying I think that, because there's like two games there a year, it's easy to sell out. I don't know how interested they actually are in the NFL. It's something to do. Go and see a professional football league game.
If we're saying that like the biggest sport in the UK is football, and it is by miles. Yeah. There was a massive Premier League game yesterday at the exact same time as the NFL game. The Manchester Derby was on between Man City and Man United, and it was competing against the NFL game, and they still sold out that stadium of NFL fans because there are people who just care about, or like who care about the NFL more, and they care about the Premier League in the UK.
But what,
it's a small group of people.
Where was the Manchester?
Yeah, and we're in the same city. Right. So...
But like you'd go, like a lot of people go to the pub to watch a big game, or a lot of people watch it at home on TV. If there was a big, and if I said to you, Jess, I offer you,
F1 was on probably around the same time too.
It was,
right?
It was, yeah. There was a Formula One race on at the same time. But Jess, if I offered you a ticket for Manchester United against Manchester City here in Miami, or you stay home and watch the Steelers, which are you watching? Like you're staying home and watching the Steelers.
No, sometimes like you go to an event for like the novelty of it. If it's only in town like once a year or something like that, it just depends. I don't really know how to quantify it, but I do think it's popular. I don't know how popular it is.
Well, it's not massively popular. The American sports are flatly not as popular around the world as soccer is in the entirety of the globe.
Correct.
Like American sports have a massive amount to grow internationally because they're niche sports in every other country except this
one. And it's also, you can't watch every game on TV there as easily. So if you're, it's your one chance to like watch a game, you might just go because it's your one chance to watch a game versus like we're constantly inundated with it on TV. So you might not be as inclined to go in person.
Do I have this wrong, though? I simply assumed all along that all of this play was a Shad Khan business play to have London open as another possible market in the event that Jacksonville would have failed once upon a time, because it's hard to keep all... The NFL insists on its stadiums being full. Like, they will continue to dilute the product by making the experience at home more better and better and better. So
they can't have one team in London, like, and have that be a thing that works in the NFL.
Well, I thought that one... Someone correct me if I'm wrong.
You thought it was
wrong.
A possible home for the Jaguars?
What have the last 10 years of data been then?
An
if
option.
This isn't just them ramping up to see if it's sustainable in that market.
To see if they could be global, if they could be international, to see if they... Now, maybe Jacksonville doesn't fail. Maybe Trevor Lawrence doesn't fumble four times in a game. That's the first time that's happened since 2000, right? Four lost fumbles in a game. But they do seem to be better, and they've been sending Jacksonville there again and again and again. I just assumed that it's to create options in the event of a team wants to move somewhere. They've now taken Vegas off of the table, and they were just built. They're planting, they're fertilizing over there, something that can also be a billion-dollar property that would be unique there because they built the fan base over 10 years of just sending them our crappy games at 9:30.
Yeah, they need a owners always need a leverage point. The threat of relocation, I guess. Los Angeles and Las Vegas have now been taken off the board.
That would never work, though, right? Like, what? You can't ask eight or nine teams to fly across the pond to England to play a football game.
This is what the NFL's been like trying to consider for years. They want to put a franchise in London. It's not a secret.
But I think you can. It's once a week. You can get really creative with the scheduling. You ask teams like Miami to fly to Seattle on occasion.
True.
So,
But this team every other week or every time they're on the road have massive flights. And how are you going to have them play a team in California?
They'd probably have to do home stands, right? Yeah. Where like the London team plays at home for four straight games.
Well, yeah.
Billy, people said the same thing when UCLA and USC joined the Big Ten. How are we going to get athletes to travel across the country for games? And it's like, we don't care as long as we're making
the
more
money.
No one gives a shit. Like, there are a lot of logistical questions to putting
a
franchise.
But who would
want to
play there?
The
like,
NFL.
If you know that you're going to... No, what players? Like,
you might
how,
not have a choice if you want to play in the league. Yeah. You don't get to choose where you play. You get drafted. Yeah,
players don't want to sign up and actively play in Green Bay.
But what star is going to choose that in free agency?
I mean, as opposed to Jacksonville?
What star is going to choose Jacksonville?
People say the same thing about... Exactly.
There are at least a dozen NFL cities you'd rather live in London as opposed to those cities.
It's a massive inconvenience.
Billy,
customs, passports.
You're missing the big picture, which is like the NFL would have a new market to sell itself to and make more money. And all the other little things like, oh, we have to negotiate a CBA with a foreign government and figure out all the laws and all the taxes and all that bullshit. They wouldn't care if they were making more money off of it. That shit will get sorted out. If you're rich, you figure it out later after you get the big paycheck.
Stugatz had so little interest in any of this conversation, and then he stirred to life, and I don't know if you guys saw it, but he stirred to life only because he saw the window where he could use the phrase across the pond.
It sure did.
This Friday, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vanderkoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. In theaters Friday. Rated R.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.